I was born in Innisfail in North Queensland. It's a little town. I grew up there and I went to high school in Cairns. My family moved to Cairns, and my brothers and my sister and I, we all went to high school in Cairns. And my family, my immediate family, they all live up there still. I live in Brisbane. I've been in Brisbane for about 18 years now. And Brisbane for me, I think of Brisbane in terms of my art practice as anchoring me to my political ideology, the way I identify myself historically, socially as well. I think of myself as a North Queenslander and a rainforest Aboriginal. But Brisbane is where I live and it's where I work, and it's where I find my strengths in terms of my art practice. And I have a support network in Proper Now, especially, that I draw power from. And I hope I also give power back. I feed my own kind of strengths and abilities back into the group. And we all feed off that. There's a pool of passion and aggression and emotion that we build in Proper Now constantly, that we can pull off any time we like. And there's also a lot of humour there too. Humour wells up in all of us constantly, and we love it. And we gain strength from it all the time. A lot of the portraiture I do all of the art I do is about my life and about my family and the way I grew up. We are like any other family. Our family has, like any other Aboriginal group, has suffered under different kinds of legislation and historical positioning within this country, and so when you're in North Queensland, especially, you grow up very aware of these things. There is an existence that Aboriginal people have that is not what other people in Australia experience, and I mean everybody. There are lots of other minority groups here that kind of cop the brunt of racism that is the rigueur in Australia, but not like blackfellas. We really get hammered, and we find our strength amongst ourselves and in people that we associate with, who we can kind of see ourselves in. And that, then you wonder why, you know, we form ourselves into groups like this. And I actually wonder why there aren't more. So I've produced a whole lot of new drawings, unwritten drawings. It's a long series that I started probably about 3 years ago, and I've produced lots of drawings based on the idea of the perception of Aboriginal people as being less than human, or not ever actually recognised or acknowledged as being fully human in the first place. So these are unwritten. So they're about becoming human, but being stopped at that last door from walking through into humanity, into what humanity means, and into the rights of humanity, the rights of that we should have as humans. You know, the levels of autonomy and decision making and freedoms of humans. We've been prevented from gaining or achieving those things in this country, and it still happens. So these are a representation of how white people see us, less than human, not fully formed. The drawing action employed is meant to achieve an emotional weight to the images. They sit on the wall as portraiture and kind of lean out from the wall at you. And the gaze is very direct. Although there's no features in the faces, there's a very definite sense that the gaze that's peering out through this kind of haze is intense and penetrating. And that's because this is how blackfellas feel. There's a range of emotions underpinning each one of the drawings, each line on the surface holds down this emotional weight, so it encompasses it. And so there are things like anger, endurance, persistence, intelligence, emotional depth, and in all levels. And there's also, simple things that are more representative of Aboriginal people, like frustration and desperation. And they're all in there. Charcoal is a tool that I feel confident with. I've drawn in any range of different medium, but charcoal is the original drawing tool, unless you're talking about drawing lines in the sand with sticks. But I'm pretty sure that people used charcoal to draw with before anything else. So, it's an undeniable tool for drawing, and it's simple. The mark it makes is black. We know that you don't have to prepare charcoal when you want to start drawing. But charcoal has a very hands-on approach. You have to hold it in your hand, and if you've done a lot of drawing, your hand shows that you've been drawing. There's charcoal on your hand, and there's no other way of getting out of it. So, and I mean that's what I like about it. It's something that you do physically, and when I do big drawings especially, it's a whole physical action, and I have charcoal on my shorts and on my shirt and on my hand, and it makes me feel like that I've been doing something and engaging with something physically. My really big drawings don't take any more than 3 days. But that's fairly sustained, usually 5-6 hours at a time. I like the drawings to look like one session, if you will. But portraiture especially, you must approach portraiture aiming for that kind of cohesion. You can't have one side of the face look different to the other side technically. The line has to be consistent, the tone and rendering has to be consistent. There's a kind of light that falls on faces that you have to achieve over the whole of the face and the hair. And so that's why I aim. And it's true in these drawings too. None of these drawings would have taken me more than an hour. But when I set myself to begin one, I know what I'm going to do and I know what I'm aiming for and I know technically how long it should take and how fast my hands are moving and how much physical kind of exertion is required for each drawing. So I've done a lot of life drawing. I've done some research into anatomical drawing and anatomical studies about the muscles in the body and the face, and looking at how the architecture of the face and the skull and skin over bone, things like that. So I've done a lot of that, but these kinds of drawings, they are just straight off. I don't have references around other than the drawings I've just produced just before. So I'm looking for some kind of evolution from one to the other. So I'll start a whole process of producing a body of drawings that will just feed into each other as I'm going along. But I don't actually start, because they're based on what I know of the face and what I see of my own family and my own people and of also the very generic kind of faces that we see. So that's the whole idea behind these. Other portraits I would that of my family members, I would take photos and talk to my families, about who I think they are and what I want to achieve and the point I'm making in producing a portrait of them. And so there's some notes I would take and photographic record. So it's just standard kind of portraiture practice. Portraiture lends itself to what I want to say about, who I am and who we are at Proper Now too. I mean, we're a group of people. So, I mean, I've taken photos of all of us before and with the idea that you look for something that you think about that person, and you want to achieve that, whether it's in photography or in drawing or painting. But portraiture, I think, there are lots of opportunities still in portrait drawing that people haven't approached or not approached fully. So that's what I've been doing. I've probably started about, you know, this long process of, you know, small and oversized portraiture about 5 years ago, I would say. And before that, my commercial practice, full-time practice, was in, you know, conceptual use of text and design and probably just some photography as well. But my practice has been kind of, you know, expanded into like photography and video. And I was a printmaker too before, so I've always been a drawer, so I've always had what I think are good drawing skills to underpin anything I want to do. I've always been able to explain myself in drawing, explain my ideas in little sketches and thumbnails very quickly and easily. And I think it's a big advantage. At any given time, I know that I have really good, solid, hard skills to underpin any ideas or any fanciful sorts of thoughts I want to kind of embark on. And so there's a measure of comfort in that. And I'm always trying to improve not just my drawing, but other disciplines that I want to explore for myself also.